lot of questions concerning cluster four, and they relate a lot to the many information you have already provided to us. Yeah. Cluster three. What I've said?
You said four.
No, it's four questions on cluster three. Sorry, four. To be clear in this, yeah, so. And well, I think agriculture in your country is a very rural area, and it's not only the informal sector, but it's often self-employed families, yeah, which are there. And most of the agriculture is even done by women because men are looking for jobs in other locations and things like that. So with that, my first question would go to the issue of land rights of women. We had a report from the National Land Coalition, 33 NGOs of your country, who sent us a report indicating that there seemed to be a lot of problems still with recognition or maybe the enforcement of women's land rights or access to land rights. And they report basically three things. You have this policy for joint spousal land titles, for example, which has been increasing. They are reporting this, but it's still only to 38%. And when women start trying to implement them, they often end in family problems. It's brothers, uncles who have taken up the land, and they are pushed aside. So the implementation seems to be a real problem, yeah, with the problem that women and also their daughters have hardly access to the land if this under this, yeah. Then you have developed the 1996 Land Act, but also the Customer Land Act. You have several land acts since 2016 and 17 developed. Also the idea that women should get a better access and particularly in inheritance rights, but also that seems to be extremely problematic in the implementation. That's what has been written to us. So often the land is not registered under the land title of the name. And they also say that the equal representation of women in the customary land committees, which are there partially to this, is partially there. It has been increased, but it's still the effect when it comes to the real implementation for land rights for women is not very positive. And yeah, the land registration, the actual, is then often for male. Even in the areas you have matri local land ownership, yeah, you have patri local and matri local, yeah. So even in those areas, seems to be very difficult. Maybe you can give us an idea and also how it would be possible to address these issues, particularly because women are those who are running agriculture. Second question relates to, let's say, the issue of forced eviction. There is one older case you might know from the Fanga village replacement in 2014, where 600 people has been relocated at that moment, still haven't got the compensation, at least concerning the information we have, or not adequate compensation. They have been relocated 200 kilometers away and on the less fertile land with problem access to water. The question is, how many cases do you have and how to protect really that people who might be cheated? In this case, apparently they were partially cheated also by their own chiefs, who get them signing something for getting maize support, and at the end the land was sold. How to make sure that these, let's say, land acquisition processes are dealt with in a way that poorer segments or maybe illiterate or vulnerable groups are not overseen or forcibly evicted? How much is the size of that? That would be interesting. Maybe just linked to this land and agricultural areas, Brazil has linked the cash transfer programs to buying food from smallholder farmers. Maybe that's an idea to further investigate. Yeah, but it is a strengthening for the smallholder sector as well to link maybe the two things just as an idea. Yeah. The third question goes to, you were reporting all the problems you have with the droughts and flooding. It's all climate change, or not all climate change, but it's particularly hitting your country very hard, climate change. And I know that you have a national action plan on climate adaptation. Already 2006, you were one of the first acting there, and it has been renewed in 2015. But how far are you to really use that in spatial planning? Yeah, because I think it will affect a lot of your agricultural areas. Some will be drought-prone, where it might be irrigation is even not possible. Rainwater harvesting has been said. So what is your plan, at least for the adaptation? And is it possible for you also to get some support for this? There is also international climate policies support for poorer countries in getting adaptation support. Yeah, so that would be very important. And how far you have come and how... what can be also a recommendation. And the last question I would like to ask is, you have a high debt distress. You are classified by the high risk of debt distress country by the World Bank. And much of their support and much of your debt is even to multilateral, like the World Bank, IMF. And so the question is, how is it they are often insisting on austerity measures? We know that. Yeah. Would there not be more possibilities to link maybe debt for food swaps or food security investments? Just one recommendation or one question. What is your experience in these type of negotiations? Is that not possible to link maybe some debt relief action for particularly realizing economic, social, cultural rights in this area, particularly what you were reporting, the problems you have in rural areas for having more money available for, let's say, nutrition programs, for food programs, and for your cash transfers? I think that would be maybe a way of renegotiating. That's just a question. What is your experience with these negotiations? Yeah. Thanks. That's my four questions.